Shiverton Hall by Emerald Fennell. Read by Simon Shepherd. By the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes. William Shakespeare, Macbeth. The Fall. Master Frederick Shiverton squashed a fly against the window pane with his thumb. It produced a satisfying pop, and went some way to calming the itch of anger that had become quite unbearable. He had been watching the hubbub from his nursery window for nearly an hour, and still no one had come to tell him what was happening. It annoyed Frederick to be left in the dark about important family matters. It more than annoyed him, in fact. He would make sure that Nanny paid dearly for not coming up to tell him what was afoot. He wiped the sticky fly-blood on the back of his velvet breeches. Messengers had been galloping in and out of the courtyard below all morning, and all of the servants wore a look of clammy terror. Frederick's mother would still be in bed. Her headaches usually kept her in her chamber until the afternoon, and no one would dare to wake her before then, even for the gravest of news. Grode, the butler, paced the length of the Shivertons' enormous townhouse, occasionally swapping tense words with some of the staff. Normally immaculate, Grode's dyed black hair was sticking out in tufts, and Frederick could see a trickle of sweat, grey with hair dye, staining his white, starched collar. What was going on? Frederick wondered again, his nose pressed against the cold glass, leaving a greasy smear. And where was Nanny? He had been reduced to dressing himself this morning. She would pay for that too. A sudden thought occurred to Frederick, accompanied